the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5. And we already got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus and locking and loading a plus $100 or greater wager. Whether on Friday evening, maybe looking ahead on the Saturday slate, Sunday with the NFL, maybe even an early Monday night wager. We got so much action tonight. My head is going to explode because the college basketball slate is so damn arousing. But I know Lundy's not going to fire off on the hardwood, but he is going to stick with college, aren't you?
Oh, I am going to stick with the college. As a matter of fact, look at you actually paying attention to the things that are in the notes. Let's talk some Friday night college football. So this would have been, Pac-12 after dark, but none of that applies anymore. So let's have some fun making this one pretty simple, folks. I'm going to Seattle and I am headed to the border war with the bronze boot on the line between Wyoming and Colorado State. Yes. The Pokes of Laramie are coming off of a very nice victory last week on the road against the University of New Mexico. However, that was only their second win on the entire season. Colorado State is favored tonight by 9.5. Give me CSU on the money line. I'm not doing the spread. I know a lot of people are doing the spread because Wyoming's not very good. But I am not doing the spread because anything is possible in a rivalry game. However, I do believe that CSU is just flat out better. So I am going to take them on the money line. And then I'm going to pair that up with the University of Washington, who is taking on UCLA in Seattle. Here's the thing. UW is 5-0 at home. All right. Now they suck on the road. But they're 5-0 at home. So, you know, the little waterfront stadium option for them is clearly important. And so I do think they take care of the Bruins this evening. So, again, Washington on the money line, CSU on the money line in the border war. It's plus 101. Nice little simple bankroll builder going into the weekend.
I think I got to tell you because clearly I have Seattle on my mind right now with the plaid shirt, the flannel that I.
You do kind of have a little bit of this, like I might go listen to some Stone Temple Pilots in a minute.
Pearl Jam, yeah, something, some Soundgarden, yeah, vintage 90s alternative rock. That's what I'm all about right now. I'm going to be attending a show in my own mind at one of those venues out west, to say the least, and a guy is going to put on a show, Cedric the Entertainer, and that's Cedric Tillman of the Cleveland Browns. Looking at the alt market, I love him for 70 or more receiving yards in New Orleans, taking on the Fighting Fleur-de-Lis at plus 160. Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Tillman has really turned it up here of late, and this is all a revenge game narrative for one Jameis Winston, going to be eating all those W's in return. And you look at the matchup on paper. Yeah, New Orleans number 15, middle of the road, and pass EPA defense. They've allowed 10 wide receivers to go over 60 yards, and we got to get a slight tick higher. They've allowed 8 to go to 70, but here's what's key. He is going to get a lot of Alante Taylor in coverage, who is the most generous defensive back in the National Football League. No DB has given up more yards this season than Alante Taylor. He's also allowed a 78.6% catch rate and 122.3 passer rating. You look at Tillman, he's gone for 75 yards in 3 straight games. And over that stretch, 32 total targets, which is just off the hook. 21 total receptions, and he is now number 22 among all wide receivers in average yards of separation per target. So continue to ride that hot hand with Cedric Tillman, 70 or more receiving yards in New Orleans, plus 160, available there at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, all NFL Week 11 all the time here on the countdown. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, Denver. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm doing it for all the danger witches out there. Russell Wilson, I'm taking the over on 1.5 passing touchdowns. Taking all the Baltimore Ravens. Honestly, cannot believe this is at plus money. Plus 115. When I recorded this bet on the spreadsheet yesterday and locked and loaded at BetMGM, and it's still plus money here at Tape Time on a Friday. You look at R-Dubs, first three starts in P-Town, two passing touchdowns, one passing touchdown, and three passing touchdowns. So he has already done this in two or three games. Yes, an unsightly number 39 standing right now. And adjusted completion percentage, one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks, at least in that category, in the league. But that moon ball has been magical to George Pickens. Even Calvin Austin's caught a couple of long-distance catches. Pat Freiermuth has got it done down the field as well. I know he's only completed 33.3% of his red zone pass attempts, but you get the Ravens. They're number 28 in pass EPAD the last 5 weeks. On the season, they're giving up 21 total passing touchdowns. That's 2.1 per game. Six quarterbacks have gone for multiple touchdowns against them through the air. So Russell Wilson, I think you're going to make it a lucky number seven in that category. Give me the over with R-Dubs. 1.5 passing touchdowns, taking on the Ravens, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero cinco on the countdown, fade or follow?
I am going to follow, good sir. I'm also surprised this is, it wouldn't surprise me if this was plus 100, let's say. But I am surprised that you're sitting up with an extra 15 cents. So I like this one in the positive territory. Russell Wilson and this game in general coming up SGP style in bonus time.
Oh, yeah. Call him Mr. Unlimited.
Number four.
Numero quattro here with a Fade 5 countdown. Let's have a land down under on a guy that is going to return to lineup. At least he's trending in that direction despite the wrist ailment. And that is one Amari Cooper. And I think it's going to be more of the Pooper Cooper than the Potpourri version. I'm going to take that under on 47.5. Seems like a low threshold. 47.5 receiving yards in that colossal matchup of the weekend, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Western New York. You see what he has done this season with the Buffalo Bills. A couple of games, 5 targets, 4 receptions, 66 yards in the first game. Only played 34.5% of the snaps. Then he followed up playing 54.8% of the snaps with only 2 targets, 1 catch for just 3 yards, and then he exited. And we haven't seen him since. And that was against Seattle a couple of weeks ago. He's only averaged 11 yards per reception on the year. He is number 30 in route win percentage. Nothing to scoff at there, but number 56 in average yards of separation per target. So not getting a ton of space necessarily this season. Kansas City last 5 weeks, middle of the pack, number 17 in pass EPAD. 9 wide receivers have gone over 47.5 receiving yards against him this year, but he's going to get a whole lot of Trent McDuffie. And he is the strength of that secondary for KC. McDuffie this season giving up a 61% catch rate and only the 51 most yardage of any DB in the league at 254, 10.2 yards per catch, and a 95 flat passer rating. Has given up a couple of touchdowns, but Cooper, he might have a splashy play, maybe 2, but I don't think he really gets anywhere close to 48 and hit the over. I think it's going to be somewhere in the 30s in the end. So, numero quattro on the countdown. Amari Cooper living in that land down under on 47.5 receiving yards. And the marquee matchup of the weekend, taking on the Chiefs, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
I'd like to think that maybe he could get this done, but you know my history with Mr. Cooper, Mr. Pooper Cooper. I've never been a fan of the Pooper Cooper. And so I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to stay in the land down under with this guy, and I'm going to assume that coming off the injury, et cetera, that we stay below this number this weekend, but really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, pinch your nose when betting on the Pooper Cooper, but I think the under hits.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed, a 5 countdown. We got to get some action in that Detroit game. They're favored by 1 billion points, and they may cover the 1 billion points. Taking on the Mac Jones led, yeah, no Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars, who are just tanking right now for the rest of the season because they want the number one overall pick and very much in the running for that. So on this SGP, come with me if you're buying what I am selling, Lundy. Like numero uno on this two-legger, I'll take the spread down. I don't know why because, well, I know why. I'm a coward. I am team raisins and not team huevos, but I'm going to take it down to minus 6.5. Just went by a touchdown extra point, and that's an easy cover. They should coast past this. And then give me Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown. You might say, but Brad, Dave Montgomery, mandatory Montgomery, that's your guy. Well, I want to get the plus money. If I roped in Dave Montgomery on that anytime touchdown and said Jahmyr Gibbs, it's still minus odds. So this is a better price. And thus we get to where we want to be. And that's at a plus 110 juice available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, you don't need any reasons why Detroit's got to cover this game because Jacksonville's rubbish this entire season. But you look at Gibbs, he has scored in 6 of 9. Nice. Games this season, seeing close to 50% of the opportunity share. Number 16 in total red zone touches with 28. He is top 20 in yards after contact per attempt at 3.15. He is top 10 in total missed tackles force with 30 on the season. The Jags, if there's any positive about this team, it's actually the run defense. But still, they're number 17, May. They're in rush EPAD last 5 weeks. They've given up a dozen total touchdowns to the running back position, also conceding 4.12 yards per carry, 143.1 total yards per game. So numero tres in the countdown. To recap, SGP Detroit on the alt line, minus 6.5, Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown, plus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, pay to follow.
They're going to smash them. Like, this is an absolute no-brainer. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you actually, you know, zigzagged away from David Montgomery and went with Gibbs instead. Yeah. But, let me give you an early bonus time on this one, just because I think this is worth it. I've got Detroit in this game. I took them up, not down, up. I took it minus 16.5. I took it for them to win by 17 or more. That's plus 126 at DraftKings. It's the same juice right now at FanDuel. It's lower everywhere else. I'm bumping this thing up. I think Detroit might win this thing by 3 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. Detroit Rock City is definitely going to come into play. We also got additional plays right now at thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackals. My fine website is always free and always transparent. Lundy's got his spreadsheet that lives there with all his puck buck selections. Brandon Belaski churn out some NHL content on a semi-regular basis. Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson. They crush it with the college edition of the Fade 5. A new episode out dropped yesterday, and all their written content previewing the big games of the college football weekend live right now at the Game and Juice. All of my fantasy football flames, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, my rankings, which I'm constantly shifting about and updating as news comes out. My always free, always transparent spreadsheet is there. And college basketball picks as well. I got all the gory details on Ohio State and Texas A&M. Where do I stand? Well, you got to go to thegamingjuice.com. And if you want to sign up, you can ask me a question as well. It's absolutely free. You have no excuse. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. A game Lundy is sure to be in attendance at. The Denver Broncos taking on the ATL, those Fighting Football Falcons. And I like the guy who was on a heater right now, especially all you fantasy fans out there. You know what I'm talking about. Bijan Robinson. I'm going to take the over on 65.5 rush yards. This number's come down. Open at 67.5. Shade 2 yards off. I don't know why. It's a minus 115. No matter what book you go to, I got this at BetMGM. Why do I like Bijan this weekend? Well, if Denver has any suspect area defensively, it's defending the run. You look at the last 5 weeks, number 18 So subpar and rush EPA defense on the year. Yeah, they're only giving up 3.85 yards per carry. Sure, they're only giving up 83.5 rush yards per game in the running back position, but five tugboats have gone over 65.5 rush yards versus this defense this year. Robinson has done this a half dozen times this season. He is number 22 in yak per attempt at 3.13, and he is top five on the season in missed tackles forced with 36, logging 67% of the opportunity share. Yeah, Tyler Allgeier will probably still play him on a couple of series, but I think Bijan is going to vroom, vroom, rev the engine in the Mile High City and maybe drive Lundy to the nearest bar to grab another beverage, because I think the Atlanta Falcons may spring the upset as well at a plus 110. Of course, Lundy disagrees, but numero dos on the countdown, Bijan Robinson. Make me some bank on that over 65.5 rush yards in Denver. Fade. I know you're going to, or follow.
No, actually, I'll follow you because I like the idea of him getting some rush yards on the ground. But Denver's winning this game. Denver's winning the game, folks. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. They are not going to lose this game.
That's it.
I got nothing, man. I'll take Bijan over on his total just because he's Bijan Robinson, and I do think he can get up over that total because it's low enough. If this were at like 69, 72, 73, I'd avoid it altogether. I think that's a doable number, but Denver's winning this game, not the Falcons.
All right, follow Lundy, and definitely hashtag fade the noise.
Number one.
Numero uno on the NFL Week 11 Fade 5 Countdown. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who is going to leave your wallet fat? How about the Riddler himself, Calvin Ridley of the Tennessee Titans? I'm going to go the alt market, 60 or more receiving yards. That's an even Steven plus 100 juice, and I grabbed this at DraftKings Sportsbook. Man, Ridley has really turned it up here the last 3 weeks. He's gone for a buck 43, 73, and 84 yards. The coaching staff said, hey, we got to get creative. Get him in space. Give him the ball more often. And he has been connecting with either Mason Rudolph last week and his return to the lineup, Will Levis. It doesn't matter. He's torn the picks into him. Guy is just accumulating numbers. He's gotten 15 targets, 8 targets, 9 targets over that last 3-game stretch. He is number one on the season in total air yards and also number one in unrealized air yards. But a lot of those unrealized air yards are becoming more realized. Number 35 in total route wins. I like the matchup against the Minnesota Vikings, quite honestly. I think Tennessee's got to be quite competitive in this game. The Vikes, number 22 in pass EPA defense over the last 5 weeks, they have allowed the 6 most wide receiver yards of any team in the NFL this season. 11 guys have gone over the 60-yard mark through the air at wide receiver versus this Minnesota team, and he's going to see a lot of Shaq Griffin in coverage. On 90 snaps this season, Griffin has given up a 14.3 yards per reception mark and 113.2 passer rating to his assignment. So numero uno on the Fade 5 Countdown on this Friday. Give me Calvin Ridley, 60 or more receiving yards against the Vikings, plus 100, pulled from DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm going to fade you only because I've got a better way that I'd rather play this game. So I don't want to take him up to the alt market. I do think it's a good matchup. I do think he's come on and he's looking good. But I have a different way that I'd like to be able to play it that, frankly, has a better payoff than yours. So,
You know what that is? A braggart. And also has to deliver the goods. It's bonus time. Bonus time. All right, you smart ass. Give me what you were playing. Maybe on Calvin Ridley or some of the other stuff you've been thinking.
I don't know. I don't know why you're wimping out the way that you are. Here's the way we're going to play that one instead, as a same game parlay between Tennessee and Minnesota. Give me Minnesota on the money line. I don't necessarily think that the Titans can't keep this in spitting distance, but I do think Minnesota wins the game. Give me Minnesota on the money line. Give me Calvin Ridley for 50 or more, not 60, 50 or more, and give me JJ for 50 or more, Justin Jefferson as well, plus 164 at DraftKings, Brad. So I'm sure the Minnesota money line makes you nervous because you think Tennessee is going to be competitive. I think Minnesota pulls away, takes care of business. Vikings money line, Ridley 50 or more, JJ 50 or more, plus 164. at DraftKings Sportsbook. So that's the way I'd roll with that. You talked about Russell Wilson just a little while ago. Give me Russell Wilson over 225 for his passing yards total. Standard juice at a minus 115. That one got posted up earlier today, finally. I had not seen it earlier. Now it is actually up there, 225 for his total yardage. The number of dudes that are crushing this number against Baltimore leaves me very happy. So yes, I will without question play that number for Russell Wilson at home to be able to put that together. I also created a same game parlay along the same lines. I brought the number down, Russell for 200 or more passing yards, one passing touchdown, Lamar Jackson for 25 on the ground, and Derrick Henry for 50 on the ground. All of those very easily attainable, despite what Lamar has in terms of, you know, I don't know, back, knee, elbow, head, neck. Like, I don't know. He's like the operation game we used to play as kids when it comes to some of the injuries he's dealing with, but he's still an MVP front runner. So again, Russell Wilson for 200 or more passing and at least one passing touchdown for him. Lamar Jackson, 25 on the ground. Derrick Henry, 50 on the ground, plus 116 over at DraftKings on that particular same game parlay. I already gave you the Detroit alt line. I think they win it by at least 17 against Jacksonville. Could be more, but I took that one. I told you the line moved, by the way, between when I gave it to you a second ago and now. It's up to plus 131. Earlier this week, I jumped all over it. Denver -1.5. It's up to 2.5 now. I took it at 1.5 earlier this week on the standard juice at minus 110. Yes, I would still play it at the 2.5. I think Denver gets it done. Could be Will Lutz down the stretch, putting one through the uprights here at a mile high, but I do not believe that the Broncos will lose. I think they pick up the win and they wind up at 6-5 on the season. And by the way, this coming from the guy that told you preseason to hammer the under on the 5.5 win total for Denver. So I am eating crow big time on that one. Nikola Jokic is technically listed as questionable tonight for the game against the Pels on the road. And it's listed as personal reasons. No, I do not have any idea what those personal reasons are. I can tell you that I was at a charity event on Tuesday night that was put on by the Kroenke organization that a ton of the players were at. Nikola Jokic was a no-show, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But if he plays tonight, this is the same game parlay that I like, plus 111 over at Caesars. Jokic for a triple-double, Denver on the money line. The way he's been playing, I think if he's out there on the court, he gets into game mode and he should be fine. So like I said, I don't know what's going on with him. He might not play tonight. And if he doesn't, then this gets voided. But I took Denver on the money line and I took Jokic for a triple double. That was plus 111, like I said, over at Caesars Sportsbook. Beyond that, we'll have some fun on hockey for this evening. Pittsburgh and Columbus, give me a no gift in that one. No goal in the first 10, and give me the same thing. No goal in the first 10 between Detroit and Anaheim on the late night tip. Detroit hasn't had a gift in their last 5 games straight. I think it's going to be 6 in a row here coming up. There's a bunch of college football I like tomorrow, which means I am absolutely hosed. Okay. I am hosed. But I will tell you this, take the Air Force Academy and the points against Oregon State.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I think
as bad as the Academy has been compared to Army and Navy overall this season, I don't want to say that my Beavers have checked out, but yeah, they might have checked out. I'm just going to say. After a very dismal performance last weekend where they lost to San Jose State at home, yeah, that's pretty ugly. Air Force was catching 4.5. It's down to 3. You might even want to sprinkle something on Air Force to just take them on the money line. Like I said, the Academy, the Zoomies, not all that great this season. But my Oregon State Beavers are trending the wrong direction. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, Beavers are not building in dams right now, to say the least, defensively. All right, Team Huevos, parlay play of the NFL Week 11 slate, SGP version. Let's go back to that mammoth matchup between the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs. Leg numero uno on the alt line. Give me the Bills, +3.5. Leg numero dos. Give me Patty Mahomes, the booty scoot, at least 4 times. So over 3.5 rush attempts. And leg numero tres. Give me Kareem Hunt, 40 or more rush yards, so a lot of negative correlation there. That really spikes the juice. +254, fools, there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Let me give you a little background. I think Bills, honestly, you're going to win this thing straight up. That'll be a little bit of cushion to avoid any kind of pushing or maybe a field goal kick by the Kansas City Chiefs, although Harrison Bucker is not going to be the kicker. I do like Buffalo +3.5 in this one at home. They're number 2 in EPA per play offense, number 10 EPA per play defense, the last 5. Kansas City, a little bit lower there on the totem pole. Both those categories, same stretch, last 5 games, 11-14 offense to defense. I think the Bills +3.5 comes through. Mahomes, over 3.5 rush attempts. He has done this in 6 of 9 games this season. He's actually averaging north of this number, 4.3 attempts per game. Yeah, Buffalo has the 6th lowest pocket pressure rate, 19% of any team in league. But if Geno Smith can do it, if Mason Rudolph can also do it, there are 2 of the 4 quarterbacks who have done it. I think Mahomes will run at least 4 times. And yes, of course, kneel downs count. Even could happen at halftime, potentially there. So give me Mahomes over 3.5 rush attempts. And then Kareem Hunt, 40 or more rush yards. Isaiah Pacheco's not going to play in this game, though. That window is open for him to return from injury. Look at the Bills. They've been deceiving because they're number 3 in rush EPA D last 5. However, they have given up 4.66 yards per carry, 100.7 rush yards per game, just the running back position. 10 RBs have gone for at least 40 yards against them. Hunt has done this in 5 of 6 games as a member of KC. He's getting 76.5% of the opportunity share. I know some of the yak numbers, missed tackle numbers aren't that great for him, but through sheer volume, he's got to get to 40 yards on the ground. So to recap the Team Huevos parlay play of NFL Week 11, SGP and Bills and Chiefs, Buffalo +3.5, Patrick Mahomes over 3.5 rush attempts, and Kareem Hunt 40 or more rush yards +254. Hells to the yes. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. I'm going to fire through a couple more NFL plays I love. Let's go back to that Bills game. Dawson Knox, anytime touchdown at Caesars right now. Best value in the business at +380. Everywhere else, it's like +210 or below that. Dalton Kincaid officially ruled out. And again, Kansas City, they're giving up 43.5% above the league average to opposing fantasy tight ends. So rendering 6.7 receptions, 77.6 yards per game, and 0.56 touchdowns per contest to tight end. So I think Knox goes for like 4 for 40 and a score. +380, I'm in on that. Already added it to the spreadsheet. Joe Burrow, I'm going to live in the land down under on pass yards at 266.5 in that prime time matchup against the LA Chargers. Chargers number 5 at pass EPAD last 5 weeks. All 9 quarterbacks they have faced this season have failed to go over 266.5. Gardner Minshew is the most yards they've given up. That was way back in week 1 at 257. They're only surrendering 6.51 yards per attempt, 208.9 yards per game. Hell, Burrow is only gone over 266.5 3 times this year. So I think he's got to be somewhere in the 240s or low 250s. I will take that under 266.5 pass yards. And then Jonathan Taylor, give me the over on 86.5 rush yards, taking on the crashed and burned New York Jets, who were number 30 in rush EPAD last 5. 4 running backs have gone over 86.5 against them. They've given up 4.23 yards to carry, 106.6 rush yards per game to the running back position, and Taylor has gone for at least 87 ground yards in 5 of 7 games. So -115 on that over 86.5 rush yards with Jonathan Taylor. College football, I like Tennessee plus the points. I got it plus 8.5 against Georgia. We'll see who's going to be quarterbacking, but I think it's too many points. We have no idea what version of Uga we're going to see on the field. That team is so wildly unpredictable. I'm laying the heavy chalk with Notre Dame minus 22.5 taking on Virginia. They may win that game by 40 to solidify their position there in the college football playoff. BYU, put some damn respect on their name. They're playing Kansas, and they're only laying 3.5. You look at the EPA predictive software that's out there, College Football Insiders, they have the Cougs winning by 13.35. A lot of people are fading BYU. They have done that consistently this season, and all that has happened, they have gotten burned time and time again. They have little margin for error if they want to make the college football playoff. They know that. They are not going to surrender to Kansas. I think they're going to cover the 3.5, so go Cougs on that one. All right, you want an NBA play? I'll give you one NBA play tonight. SGP, give me the Cavs on the money line, take it on the Bulls. And then give me all the Donovan Mitchell props I can muster here. 25 or more points, 3 or more threes, 3 or more assists. So Cavs money line, Spider-Man, 25 or more points, 3 or more threes, 3 or more assists, plus 105. The Bulls suck defensively everywhere across the board, whether giving up assists, defending the arc, just defending the bucket in general. They're terrible, all right? The Cavs are going to remain unblemished with ease at home, taking on the Windy City representatives. And holy mother of God, the college basketball slate tonight is just glorious. I have way too many tickets. Make sure you go to thegamingjuice.com. Check out my full card. I'm adding more and more as we go. My favorite place tonight, Alabama. I'm going to lay the 2.5 on the road against Purdue. Purdue lost Jacobson, their big man, the new Zach Edey, a 7'4" guy. They've got some issues. Now, they've been quite good against me competition, but Alabama's a completely different animal. If the threes are falling, because Alabama, about half of their shots come from distance, but if they even shoot like, say, 33%, 35% from distance, they're going to win this game potentially by 8 or more. Yes, inside of one of the best college basketball arenas around, and Mackey there in West Lafayette. So I'm going to lay the chalk there with Alabama. I'm also going to lay the chalk with the Maryland Terrapins. They're playing ranked Marquette at home, Maryland unranked, only laying 1.5 in that game. I think they're going to win that one, going away by at least 3, maybe as many as 5 to 7 points. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 there. And a little parlay action, leg numero 1, give me Texas A&M on the money line. Talk to Tom Crean, who was a former coach in Indiana and Marquette and Georgia. He came on BetMGM tonight. He loved Texas A&M in this game. And I was looking at the data, and it kind of matches up. They're taking on Ohio State. I totally agree with Coach Crean. So give me Texas A&M on the money line. And I'm going to take the spread up in the Wisconsin-Arizona game in Madison to Wisconsin from +5 to +10. Built this at DraftKings. Texas A&M money line, Wisconsin +10, +100. And last, and certainly not least, Florida State, +5.5, just betting the spread, at home, taking on the University of Florida, who is in a shroud of controversy right now because of the allegations pinned against Todd Golden. I think that is a distraction, to say the least. And Florida State, you know what they do under Leonard Hamilton? They throw out a lot of length, a lot of defense, and they guard their asses off there at home. They may lose that game, but I think they're going to keep it within the 5.5. All right, I am out of breath. We're out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter, Lundy, at Nate Lundy. Also, you can follow me at Noisy Huevos. I just opened a Blue Sky account.
Same here.
As well, at Noisy Huevos. Same handle for you, at Nate Lundy?
Yes, it is, at Nate Lundy on Blue Sky.
And I am posting there regularly. So if you miss the content on X, if you're tired of all the just clutter that X has become with all the bots and ads and all the nonsense that's there, you can read my posts at Blue Sky. I'm posting there regularly as well. And so is Nathaniel Lundy. All right. Have a great weekend. And with that, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.